Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. How could you not know him?
You love champion. Me on Fightful Select, don't you?
I love having you on Fightful.
Come on,
it's always good seeing you. We got Gabe Kidd ahead of what is likely to be one of the biggest matches he's had in his career. Would you say this is the biggest match of your career against Kenny Omega at Wrestle Dynasty this weekend?
It's another match to me, Sean. It's not. Everyone keeps coming up to me. Oh, you've got this coming up. I had Tag League coming up and I fucking battered everyone in that too. So it's nothing. It's another match to me against a guy who's been off for a year. So no, I am not worried. No, it is not the biggest match of my career. It's going to be another day at work. I'm going to go and batter another. I'm going to injure another AEW wrestler, get paid handsomely for it, and keep talking my shit. So no, I'm not. It's not a bit the biggest match of my career.
So you're not on the Wrestle Kingdom card. You are on the Wrestle Dynasty show. Do you feel any particular sort of way about that? I mean, it's a big weekend, obviously.
Of course I do. This is another thing about New Japan. They don't want to see me shine, man. These guys don't want to see me shine. Of course, they got all their little boys on there. They got Shota on both shows. They got Tsuji on both shows. They don't understand what they got with me, but they're going to understand after this weekend where I pin what many consider to be one of the greatest wrestlers to ever do it, who I consider just another bum. That's when they're going to do it. And I've seen that you was reporting some stuff too. Oh, Gabriel Kidd's contract is coming up that Fightful has learned. I don't know what rat was talking to you and told you that, but they're going
to... I did try to ask you and you wouldn't tell me.
Of course I didn't. I don't talk to you guys. You remember what I tweeted, man. Come on, man.
I don't
care about that shit, but they're going to pay me very handsomely after I beat this top star in professional wrestling. I know that.
That is always a little awkward when I do ask the person directly, even though I know the answer to it. But I gotta try to ask you.
It's common knowledge, New Japan. You're wasting your time, bro. Just put
I'm not allowed to assume,
and you put it out anyway. So it is what it is.
I'm not allowed to assume in my line of work, though.
Well, what little rat was telling you about my contract then? That's what I want to know.
Anywho.
I can't tell you my sources. Oh, all right. Well, fuck whoever it was.
Well, how about this? Sources told me that you celebrated your new year in Japan. You were singing some karaoke.
Oh, was it? Little rat at the party. Standard. Oh, a rat in the pro wrestling.
Were you?
What a shock.
What were you there singing? Were you singing the new AEW theme? I'm so excited. Was that what you were singing?
Don't ever do that shit ever again.
I mean,
what the Jesus. Yo, tech yourself. Is that what belt? Is that an AEW Continental Classic belt?
No, it's some shitty indie belt I won 10 years ago.
Fuck that shitty indie belt. It was really bad. Little fake G1 over there. Oh, we want to be like New Japan so bad. We'll come here and you're going to get battered like New Japan do it. So that's what I'm there to provide.
Man, So how are you feeling physically going into this weekend? There's obviously, you know, you got the travel, you got a lot of stuff going on. How are you feeling?
Listen, all these people, once again, they've been asking me, what's your prep been like? What's your camp been like for this match? I've been going out. It's been Christmas, baby. I was out on Christmas Eve all day long. I was in the pub at 8 a.m. until 4 a.m. So it was a 20-hour drinking day for me. That's, I'm not treating this like anything. You think I'm gonna hire a coach and track my macros so I can be at my best physical performance? I'm probably gonna roll in there hungover, still drunk. I don't care. I feel great. I feel great always.
You were like, you did pause your workout to speak with us, which I greatly appreciate, by the
way. Well, I was on the way to the gym. I'm sipping pre-workout right now. I was about to leave and I get a call saying, oh, you're 7 minutes late for an interview. I was like, let's get this shit done so I can pump some weights.
Well, I mean, you are going to be so excited then soon. You could be like Jesse Spano on that episode of Saved by the Bell where she was on the caffeine pills.
Me, you know? I'm English, bro. I don't know about Saved by the Bell, some dumb little American show.
Oh, I mean, come on. AC Slater, he was a great amateur wrestler. He went to Iowa.
I don't have a clue who that is. I don't know any of these people. I treat these TV shows like AEW wrestlers. I don't know these lot.
Is that basically just a TV show to you, AEW?
I mean, that's exactly what it is. A TV show that don't want to mention my name. Too scared to mention my name.
Why do you think that is?
They probably got a briefing before they went out on commentary. Oh, just be sure that you don't mention Gabe Kidd's name. You know, he's been talking hella mess about us online. Yes, I have. And I'll say it again. Fuck all you lot. So, it is a TV show to me.
How was your experience there when you visited and you wrestled for ROH?
Come on, man. I came in and beat people up in like 5 minutes.
You did?
Easy to me. And then I didn't steal it. I was rightfully entitled to it. I took about 5 boxes of catering. That's the best thing about AEW, the fucking catering. Shit. We get fucking salmon rice balls over here. I'll take a nice little steak dinner for the next 3 days. That's good for me. But going there is easy for me. You know, I'm used to doing tours. If I go there, do one show a week. Come on, man. These guys, they can't compete. You can't even put us on the same level. Oh, they're a high level of professional wrestling because they're on TV. Are they? Fuck. New Japan is where the shit is. New Japan is where it's at. We're on the road every single week. G1 finishes. The week later, we're on the next tour. We keep moving. You know, these people couldn't keep up this schedule. Kenny cannot keep up this schedule anymore. He is broken. You can't say that this is the biggest match of my life. He hasn't wrestled in a year. This has been my most active year. And I've been the standout in New Japan this year. Let's get that straight. You know it. Everyone knows it. I've been the one bringing eyes on this shit. So it's not even, you can't compare the two. We are a pro wrestling company. You are a TV show. So shut your mouth and stay in your own lane.
So interestingly enough, like that was a major talking point with Ospreay, talking about Kenny Omega and how he couldn't keep up that schedule now. However, I will say this, and I greatly respect Will Ospreay. In the last year,
fuck Will Ospreay. We sent that guy packing out of New Japan, but continue your question.
Since then, I'll just say this. In 2024, he wrestled 43 matches. You wrestled, that we know about, 121 matches.
Come on, man.
Almost 3 times as many.
You can't tell me. You get to go home for 6 days of the week, spend time with your family. I saw my family like 5 weeks out of the year last year. 5 weeks out of 52 weeks, I saw my family. I was comfortable. The rest of it, I was uncomfortable living in Japanese hotel rooms. People ask me where I live. I live on the road. I'm a real road warrior. I'm not going to talk ill of the dead, but I'm more of a road warrior than Hawk and Animal. Both of them guys, like, we're the real road warriors in this. War Dog's the real road warriors in this. We're on the road every week beating people up. And when we've got time off from Japan, we're going up to Indies and slapping man up every day of the week. So, yeah, we're about this. You can't even compare it.
Not only that, I mean, very early in the year, you all had an hour plus long cage match that I'm sure took a lot physically out of everybody involved in that. And you still went and had 120 some matches last year.
Yeah, exactly. I got concussed as shit in that match. I was back on the road 2.5 weeks later. I was in the New Japan Cup wrestling Shingo Takagi in the main event. It's not even a comparison. So it was a busy year. It was a good year. I made lots of money. I beat a lot of people up and I fulfilled my New Year's resolutions, whatever you want to call it. I did all of that. I did what I set out to do, which is what I do every single time. Nobody with no suit in an office can tell me what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do in this game. I know what I'm going to do in this job. And I turn up and I do it. There are expectations of me and I surpass them every single time. But let's talk about Kenny.
Yeah, I'd like
questions
to.
About Kenny. This is why we're on this interview.
Yeah, man. He came back to AEW at World's End. He showed up and I would say, I don't know about confronted or what, with Okada. At least production seemed very heavy-handed for something 7 months down the line. As I outlined last year when you faced Eddie Kingston, I was like, well, that's awfully ambitious to plan something that far ahead when Gabe Kidd is wrestling him.
It's incredibly ambitious to say that he's going to be at Dynamite next week. I tell you that because you're not, you know, Eddie Kingston was supposed to be in some big pay-per-view match. And what happened there? What happened there?
He didn't make it.
He still sat on his sofa watching me seething because I took him out. And Kenny going to be doing the same thing. He's going to be out for another year. Maybe two, actually. He was disrespecting me a hell of a lot more than Kingston was, so I might have to take him out for 2 years.
Have you, listen, I don't know how close the quarters are there in the days leading up to a match. I believe he was supposed to head over there yesterday. Have you happened to have seen him, heard that he's in town, anything like that?
I don't give a shit where he's at. Listen, I'm about to turn up to the press conference today and he's going to be there. So, you know, we'll see what mood I'm in. We'll see how many highballs I've drank up to that point. We'll see what cracks off. But I'm going to see him today. I know that. I don't give a fuck when he got in. I got in early. I got here before New Year's. I'm well rested. I'm well trained. I'm in prime shape right now. Full of highballs every single night. What are you talking about? It's game.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Over. There's not even a comparison between me and that little nerd, and he's going to learn that he shouldn't have been talking shit on me, shouldn't have been disrespecting me. You know, everyone thinks they know what's going on. They think they know that, oh, Kenny is in this position, Kenny is this, he gotta do this, and Kenny's gonna win this so he can go on to, he ain't even gonna make it to Dynamite, never mind they're advertising for pay-per-views months in advance. You just said it, he ain't even gonna make it to Dynamite this week. So you can, all them plans right now, they're like, oh, he's back, we gotta get him on TV, we gotta show all our fans Kenny. He's not gonna be around for much longer. He's not even gonna make it back. You're going to see him on that pay-per-view, whatever the fuck that was, with that bitch Okada. And that's going to be it for another year. So thank you. Pay me, you fucking rats.
You mentioned Okada as well. I mean, obviously they've got history and all that. But I mean, like, does anything go through your mind when you see that? Is like part of you like, why do you even care what Okada's doing right now? Like, why aren't you worried about...
I don't give a fuck what Okada's doing right now. He ran away from here because he knew that the new generation were coming up and he can't hang anymore. So he went AEW for an easy paycheck. And that's that. he went there to make easy money, and he's been joking around the whole time, looking like an absolute clown. It's not even a comparison. Greatest tournament wrestler of all time. Come on, man. Come on, man. You're walking around slapping people on the head like it's a joke. You ever do that to me? You slap my bald head like that, I'm going to get up and knock you straight out, you little prick. You cheeky little prick. So it's not, but I'm not thinking about Okada. I'm going to deal with him when the time comes to it. But it's not even going to get to that. They want to keep all their guys away from me. They're going to want to keep all their guys away from me because they put them in the ring with me, and I'm going to keep taking them out every single time. I'm going to fuck them up and hurt them. That's what I do. I hurt people. I injure people. Oh, Gabe Kidd, you know, oh, he's going to injure Kenny. Yeah, I am. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. This guy's coming back from a stomach illness. You think I'm not just going to punch him in the stomach? But I'm going to take
time. As you should.
I'm going to say what I'm going to say at the press conference. You're going to know what's going to... You know, you gotta know my game plan. I'm gonna tell him. I'm gonna give him a one up. I'm gonna give him a head start, an advantage on me. I'm gonna tell him how I'm gonna act when the match starts. And I'm gonna out wrestle that motherfucker. I'm gonna out wrestle him. I could easily walk up, punch him in the stomach. I could finish that match in 2 minutes. But I wanna take my time because all these people think that he's the best. I'm gonna prove that I am the best. War Dogs are the best. New Japan Pro Wrestling is where it's at. This is the best wrestling in the world. Fuck all that talk, and I'll out-wrestle every single one of their wrestlers.
I can tell that the schedule you maintain is something that you take pride in. So when you see Kenny Omega is, I think he had about a year-long absence a couple of years ago to recover from some injuries. He had a year-long absence now. How do you look at those? And, like, is it a thing where you think his best days are behind him, or do you think you might get the best Kenny Omega this weekend?
Mate, he's 41 years old, and he's been out for a year. If you think he's coming anywhere close to me tomorrow, it's not even tomorrow, 2 days from now. You think he's coming anywhere close, he's not going to touch me in any way. He's not as fat. He's not going to be as fast as he used to be. He's not going to be as strong as he used to be. I don't care if he has this star power that everyone talks about. He cannot compete with me. He is a little bitch who took a time out from a stomach illness, and I'm going to make him pay. He wanted to talk shit, and he wanted to come back here because he knows this is the best shit. This is the guy that founded that company, one of the co-founders of that company. And he realized he fucked up, and now he wants to come back like it's all cool. Now, this is my territory now. You had already left before I even joined the dojo. You didn't see New Japan during the pandemic. You went in Korakuen when there were like 400 people there. You didn't, you know, this is the thing. Like, people don't understand when I say during COVID, I was in the dojo doing 1,000 squats every day on my ones. It was me, the coach. That was it. There were no other lions in the dojo doing that work. I was doing that shit. So if you think now that the world's back to normal, that I'm just going to forget about that and let that. And furthermore, I lost my mind. People don't understand that. I was in a psychiatric ward. People were drinking their own piss. There were fights every day. I got in a couple scraps with the staff. It's where mentally ill people go, and I was in there. So now you put me in the co-main event of the Tokyo Dome. If you think I'm not taking this shit for myself and for what I believe in, then you're fucked up. And Kenny's fucked up. All them AEW pussies are fucked up. All of them. They think this is just another wrestling. They think this is a big wrestling match in the Tokyo Dome. Nah, this is me protecting my shit. This is about me. When I think about this match, I think about those times when I was in the dojo. I wanted to take my own life. Real shit. Real shit. When you can't see an out of something, and now it is back and it's being rebuilding, and people want to try and piss on us. People want to try and take the piss out of us. Fuck that. This is my life. This is more connection than Shota can say what he wants. Or you just copy everyone. He copies everyone. This is real to me. This is real. Nothing realer than this. This is about me. This is about making all that shit worth it. And when I get paid very handsomely next year, as I have been doing this year, even more than this year, then the hard work will pay off and I will drink a very expensive bottle of champagne. But this isn't a business to me. This is my life. This is my mental state. Let's talk about this. You want to know what I felt like? Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger lost his life because he got lost in his art. He dedicated himself so much to his art and he lost his mind in it. That was me. I couldn't differentiate the guy and the wrestler, and I still fucking can't, because I put too much into this, so much into this, nearly lost my life twice. You can't tell me that this is a business, a job. Are you mad? This is my life. I've only known pro wrestling since I was 11. All the lessons I learned in my life are through pro wrestling. So this is, and one guy takes a year off and thinks he can come back and disrespect me. Fuck you. I don't care what you've done before. I don't give a shit about anything that you've done in the past. It's not about that. We're in the now. This is the present. 2025. Your time was 10 years ago. And now you're finished. You're done. So that's where I'm at. These people want to keep disrespecting me. Fuck all you, man.
So as we wrap up, a reminder, Wrestle Dynasty this weekend, of course, that is my most anticipated match is Gabe Kidd versus Kenny Omega. With the performance that you're saying you're going to put forth, and you mentioned New Japan paying you handsomely, I mean, obviously something like that would bring an awful lot of negotiating power for you.
Yeah, exactly. People try to talk to me about my contract. I say, you talk to me after January 5th when I pin what many regard as the best wrestler to ever do it. You talk to me then. Because first of all, I'm going to put this company on the map when I beat him. And second of all, I'm going to put myself on the map. Everyone will know my name after this. Every single person in the wrestling world. I'm not on TV. I don't have a global reach like that. My global reach is beating people up like this. This is where I shine. I don't get a weekly spot on TBS. I don't get a weekly spot on Netflix. I don't need that shit. I get this shit popping. I turn up, I beat people up in a very fashionable way with slaps, chops, punches. I don't need no fancy moves. I don't need any of that shit. I'm going to turn up and I'm going to systematically pick that man apart. Anything that he's tried to do, you think I ain't studied? I watched 40 plus hours of Kenny Omega matches. I know everything that he goes for. I know what comes after the Snapdragon. I know when he's going to go for the One-Winged Angel, Croyd's Wrath, all of that shit. I know that shit. So if you think he's going to beat me, it's done. He can watch all my matches. Every single one of my matches are different. You can't study for me. It's a different game plan every day. How I'm feeling on the day I turn up and I decide what I'm going to do. And that's, you cannot prepare for the beating that I'm going to put on this man, this broken, fragile little piece of shit. Fucking, he's not even Kenny to me. That little Tyson is going to know that I'm going to be fucking his life up. He's going to be thinking about the hospital when he had that little wristband on his wrist and it says Tyson. He's going to be remembering that when I'm beating the shit out of him in the Tokyo Dome. He's not going to get a chance to feel that Japanese energy because he's going to get his head caved in by me. And I'll happily put him out. I'll happily put anyone out. And that's real.
Gabe Kidd takes on Kenny Omega this weekend at Wrestle Dynasty. I wish you luck, Gabe. I appreciate not just your time.
Don't need it.
I appreciate not only your time today, but the time ahead of you beating Oiwa in under 15 minutes, as well as you speaking to me after your scuffle with Kenny.
Line work. What did I say when we spoke in November? You told me about Oiwa. I don't give a fuck about him. Like you say, under 15 minutes, everyone's saying, oh, this guy's the next up. Fuck anyone who's next up. Fuck Kenny Omega. Fuck his co-workers. Fuck his boss. Not even his boss. His co-founder. fuck all of them. Fuck the guy who's the WWE champion. Fuck all of them, man. Fuck every single one of them. I'm the one up in it. It's my year this year. Everyone likes to say that, and then they don't do shit. They win a little tag title on the indies. This is my year. Shut your fucking mouth. This is my year.
Right there.
What?
That was a little tag title on the indies back in the day.
Yo, do your closing speech, man. You're pissing me off. I gotta go to the gym.
Gabe Kidd, Kenny Omega, this weekend we will have a show on a post show on Fightful. We greatly appreciate Gabe Kidd's time.
And fuck Tony Khan as well, little bitch. Fuck you, cry more pussy. All of you, man. Fuck them. I'm out of here. See you in a bit, Sean.
Until next time, we're out.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.